Text and logo. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Daytime in a suburban neighborhood. A car pulls into a parking spot. Inside, a woman sings excitedly. A child in the car stares.
Bah, humbug, no, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. All this year's been a busy blur, don't think I have the
Shouldn't
energy.
We head inside?
Oh, come on, babe, sing with me. I need to squeeze in every ounce of Christmas with you while I can.
All right. How do I look?
Can I borrow those hoops sometime?
We'll see.
You know, just because your mom made you wait till you were 13 to get your ears pierced doesn't mean you have to make me wait.
Oh, yes, it does. It is a Collins family tradition.
Awesome.
The woman smiles and pulls out a tube of lip gloss from her purse.
How about a little lip gloss to tide you over?
Last year, ski shop encounter, most interesting. If you sing along with me, I'll let you borrow these earrings one day. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. It's Christmas by myself this year.
Ah, there's my girl.
Thank you, that was fun.
Title, Crashing Through the Snow. Amy Acker, Warren Christie. The mom and daughter enter the Franklin Elementary School Auditorium, Austin, Texas. A sign outside advertises the winter concert.
Don't see Dad and Kate.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be here soon. Let's grab a seat. These two. Yeah.
Maggie, over here.
Oh, there's Jenny.
A woman in the front row waves at them.
Sorry. Thank you for saving us seats.
I've been here since 2 p.m.
No.
Seems like just yesterday it was you up on that stage, rocking out in your Santa hat.
Oh, and those little antlers you wore the year you played Prancer. Mom, that was like a million years ago. Oh, Kate's here. Can I go say hi? Sure.
A couple in the back waves.
Hi. I'm just gonna save you a seat.
The young girl hugs the woman.
So this is Jeff's new girlfriend. Do we like her?
She's like a walking Instagram post. It's a little unnerving.
I mean, her clothes never wrinkle.
I see that. How do you think she does that? Portable steamer?
Does she have children of her own?
No.
Mystery solved. Mm.
Excuse me, are you saving that seat?
Maggie turns to the back. Her daughter is sitting beside Kate.
No, it's all you.
The new woman takes the empty chair beside Maggie, who adjusts her hair and frowns. Later, in the lobby, Maggie and Jenny hug goodbye.
That was so cute. We'll talk, okay?
Yes, call me later.
Maggie glances over at Jeff and Kate.
Oh, hey, Maggie, over here.
Maggie walks toward them, tripping over a Christmas gift on the floor and falls. Jeff rushes over.
I'm okay.
Okay, nothing to see here, folks. Happy holidays.
I'm okay.
Happens all the time.
Oh, you stepped on my foot.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Oh my goodness, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, really.
Maggie isn't what you'd call coordinated.
Mom falls all the time.
Remember that time you tripped on the sidewalk and the cookie tins went flying?
To be fair, it was icy and the pavement was very uneven.
Thanks. She spills stuff too.
Okay, enough about me.
Sophie, honey, you were incredible up there. I have never seen an elf so poised.
Look at the flowers Kate got me.
Oh, wow. They're gorgeous.
It is not every day that I get a personal invitation to a concert. And from one of the performers herself. Yeah. There's Coco at the snack table. Can we go get some?
Hey, don't look at me. Your mom's on the clock.
Yeah, go ahead.
The girls walk off.
It's okay.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, one cookie each.
Yes.
Oh, I spoke to the airline this morning.
Again.
Jeff.
Yeah. The girls have never flown alone, and Maggie's a little nervous.
Oh, there's no need to worry. I flew unaccompanied all the time as a kid.
The flight attendants totally dote on you.
See? It'll be fine. And this gives me a chance to fly up a little early and spend some quality time with Kate's dad.
I booked his and his dog sledding lesson.
How fun is that?
We are so excited to have me and Sophie joining us for Christmas.
Oh, I'm really glad it worked out, even though I'm gonna miss them like crazy.
Well, should we set up a time for you guys to Zoom? How do you guys like to work things over the holidays?
I don't know. We've never actually been apart on Christmas.
You haven't?
Well, I usually bring the girls to my sister's for Christmas Eve, and then we go to Maggie's in the morning and we open up presents together.
Oh, and then we hit the blow-ups on Crystal Street.
There's a radiologist in Maggie's neighborhood, and he's got like 100 different blow-ups on his
so
front
many.
Lawn. It's insane. We have to drive by there this weekend.
Okay, well, let's just back up a sec. I had no idea that you've never been apart from the girls on Christmas. Okay, this is gonna sound crazy,
But why don't you come to Aspen, too?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
Yeah, no, that way you won't miss a thing. And it is so magical up there this time of year. Oh, you're going to love it.
That is a very sweet offer, hon. But it's peak ski season. I'm sure all the hotels are booked up by now.
Oh, no, Maggie can stay with us at my parents' place. It'll be cozy.
Wait, Mom's coming to Aspen?
You are?
We're just discussing it, Bug. It's not a done deal.
Please come, Mommy, please. Christmas will be Christmas without you.
Oh, come on. How can you say no to that?
If you insist.
Sophia hugs Maggie.
Thank you.
Jeff forces a smile.
Yay!
Maggie and her daughters in an airport terminal. December 20th.
Driver Carla C is arriving at 15.
A man rushes after them.
Ms. Collins!
36 degrees outside. Please hold up, Sophie, and keep your eyes peeled for carousel 2.
Ms.
Collins.
Mom,
I think he's talking about you.
Oh, you three are pretty fast. You must be Sophie and Mia, right?
That's us. Who are you?
I'm Hector Shetty. I manage the Reynolds family's Aspen estate.
Estate?
Kate asked me to pick you up.
Mr. Shetty?
Yes.
What's an estate?
It's kind of like a fancy word for a house.
A huge house? Way bigger than ours?
Mia.
What? Isn't that what it means?
Well, if you guys want to follow me, we'll collect your bags and be on our way.
Hector walks off.
Come on, let's go.
Maggie's lips burst, then she follows. All four ride in a car past snow-covered mountains.
Like we're inside a snow globe.
Well, if you think that's magical, you should see Main Street when it's all lit up for Christmas. It's really something.
Are we climbing a mountain?
We sure are.
Is that the estate?
It sure is.
Maggie stares as they park in front of a large house.
Here we are.
Jeff and Kate approach.
Welcome to Aspen! How was the trip?
We got to drink soda on the plane.
Whoa!
Four, one.
What? You lucky ducks!
Here, let me help you with those.
It's okay, we'll take care of it.
Oh, thank you.
So, girls, there is cocoa inside, if that's okay.
They're on your clock now. Just don't feed them after midnight.
You know what happens if you break the rule.
Kate shakes her head.
You haven't seen Gremlins? It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. That is going on the list.
Kate takes the girls in.
We have a Venn diagram going of all the movies we've seen, and the overlap is alarmingly small.
And yet you seem so happy. Look at you. You're glowing.
Get out of here. Hey, before we go in, I could really use one of your pep talks. Turns out Kate's dad isn't my biggest fan.
I thought you two were best buddies. I mean, you never took my dad dog sledding.
Sam, I'm a little jealous.
Don't be. It was a total disaster.
What'd you do? Let go of the reins?
He nods.
You didn't.
Those huskies, they took off like a shot.
Joe.
Do you know how hard it is trying to find a white dog in the snow? And now you're here, and don't get me wrong, I'm glad you came. But it is a little awkward, right, you being here?
It is now.
Okay. Yeah. Whoops.
Thank you.
You know what? I didn't say anything. Let's forget about it. I'm probably overthinking it.
Yeah. What else is new?
Touché.
Can we please go inside now because my eyelashes are freezing together?
Yes.
Jeff exhales and follows Maggie in. Inside, Maggie stares at the high ceilings and large foyer.
Holy guacamole.
Be cool, okay?
This place is gigantic.
Yeah.
You didn't mention anything about an estate.
What? Well, I thought it'd be a fun surprise.
Maggie, this is my father.
Ted Reynolds, it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for letting me crash your Christmas. Your home is stunning.
I'd give you the 50-cent tour, but I'm on my way to see a patient. So, Kate, we'll show you around and get you settled in. We'll see you later, sweetheart.
Hello, Jeff.
See you, Doc.
Maggie examines a tree.
Wow. Ornaments are gorgeous. Are they family heirlooms?
My stepmother's decorator had them flown in from Venice. They're hand-blown. And, apparently quite fragile, so let's all steer clear. Susan's a little particular about the trees.
Yeah.
How many are there?
Too many to count. And each one has its own theme.
Yeah. No wrapping paper ornaments here.
Oh, is that like a TikTok thing?
It's more like a family tradition. On Christmas Day, we gather up all the torn wrapping paper and use it to make an ornament, decoupage style.
I make one every year.
Well, ever since Mia was two. Back then, she liked the gift wrap more than the toys.
Yeah.
She was so cute, running around with her chubby little hands, grabbing up fistfuls of paper.
Mom, stop.
Well, I think that is just about the sweetest thing that I've heard.
Well, I can show you how to make one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girls, Kate has all sorts of special things lined up for Christmas. The whole week, in fact.
We're gonna have the best time. How about I show you around?
Yeah. Where's the closet?
A video chat with Ginny.
That view is spectacular.
It is nicer
than any hotel I have ever stayed in.
And that's a problem because?
It's not. It's just Jeff's acting kind of weird. It's like he's worried I'm gonna make him look bad or something.
Well, it's bound to get awkward at some point. I mean, you are spending Christmas with your ex-husband's new girlfriend's parents.
You should see the rest of the house. There is a sauna in my room, an actual sauna.
There's an indoor racquetball
court, a private chef.
Well, that sounds awful.
I just wish Jeff would have given me the heads up about Kate's family so I could have been mentally prepared.
Is Mia still getting her big surprise?
Yes, I cannot wait
to see the look on Mia's face when she opens these earrings.
How are you gonna pull that one off?
Oh, I found a tattoo parlor in Aspen that does piercings, and I booked her an appointment for the 26th. Who's the cool mom now?
This isn't about Kate, is it?
What? No.
Please. Okay, maybe a little.
You should see this
itinerary she made. There is a Nutcracker tea party at the St. Mark's Hotel. Caroling by horse-drawn sleigh. I can't compete with it.
You don't have to compete. You're the mom. You are Christmas.
Look, do yourself a favor, okay? Hop in that sauna and relax a little bit.
Maggie considers. Later, yeah, she dances in her bedroom in a bathrobe.
Favorite holiday, but all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy.
In the hallway, a man approaches Maggie's door carrying luggage. He squints. Inside, Maggie uses a candy cane as a microphone.
Most interesting, had his number one number that time. Most of 81 pass along those lines, so deck those halls, trim those trees, raise
the man stands at the doorway watching, unseen.
Catch my breath, it's Christmas by myself this year.
Maggie freezes.
Didn't realize my room came with a floor show. Did you take requests?
No, and this is my room.
Says who?
Dr. Ted Reynolds, the owner of this estate.
Oh, fascinating. Tell me something, does the sauna still go?
I didn't notice.
I could hop in there, test it out. Care to join me?
Excuse me? No, not happening. Obviously, there has been a mix-up here.
Oh, maybe it's fate. I mean, two strangers sharing a room at Christmas.
Who are you?
I'm Sam Reynolds, I'm Ted's son. This is my childhood bedroom. And that is my robe.
Maggie tightens the robe.
Great.
Kitchen.
Let me be the first to apologize on Sam's behalf. Just because he's super charming and handsome and an amazing chef doesn't mean he can do whatever he pleases. If I showed up at a fully booked restaurant without a reservation, do you think that they would give me the best seat in the house?
Oh, they would if I worked there. Anything for you, little sis.
I've readied the downstairs guest room for Sam.
Good.
I am more than happy to switch rooms. I've barely unpacked.
Sounds good to me.
Where's your sense of hospitality, son? Maggie is a guest.
I fly in from Tokyo to surprise you. I thought that would get me, I don't know, a hug, a steak, ability to sleep in my own bed.
Okay, here's a hug. Josie, can you fix this boy a ribeye? You're gonna have to settle for 2 out of 3.
Hello, everyone. So sorry I am late. There was a crazy line at the Bell Mountain. You must be Maggie.
Hi.
I'm Susan, Ted's wife. So nice to meet you.
You too.
Sam, what are you doing here? I thought you were staying in Japan for the holidays.
We all did.
Well, not everyone plans as far ahead as you, Kit Kat.
Well, not everyone shows up at the last minute and expects the world to revolve around him.
So, Maggie, Kate tells me that you run your own graphic design business in Austin.
I do. It's mostly branding campaigns, websites, logos, pitch decks, that kind of thing.
Maggie is being modest. She's incredibly talented.
Yes, you should see the adorable poster she designed for Sophie's school concert.
Well, that was more of a volunteer project. I usually work with ad agencies and corporate clients.
Well, I'm sure you're ready for some well-deserved downtime.
Oh, did you know? Your room has a sauna in it.
Oh, she knows.
Everyone turns to Sam. Later, outside, Maggie stands staring at a mountain in the distance. Sam approaches.
View's the same inside, you know. And they have this thing called heat.
Yes, but out here, I can be alone.
I have a proposition for you.
If you think I'm gonna serenade you again, you are sorely mistaken.
No, this is work-related. I have a meeting in Aspen on Christmas Eve, and I want to hire you to make me a pitch deck.
So all that talk back there about flying in from Japan to surprise your family, that was all an act?
Can it be both?
Yeah.
Come on, this meeting's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. You happy to double your rate?
You've never even seen my work.
Yeah, I Googled you just now. Your portfolio is very impressive.
I am flattered, but unfortunately the answer is no. I am here to spend time with my girls.
Have you seen my sister's itinerary? Your kids are going to be so knee-deep in Christmas, they're not even going to miss you.
Maggie shifts and looks away.
Oh. You're worried they're not going to miss you. Because we'll be having so much fun with Kate.
The girls and I have our own traditions. I am sure there will be plenty of time for everything. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Hey, I tell you what. You make me a deck, and I'll help you win Christmas. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I didn't come all this way to get my back scratched. And for your information, I don't need to win Christmas. I'm their mom. I am Christmas.
I'll be here all week if you change your mind.
Maggie walks off, glancing back at Sam. Everyone sits in the lounge as Maggie enters, carrying stockings. Sophia dashes up.
We're decorating Christmas cookies tonight. It's on the itinerary.
Well, look at you, Fancy Nancy.
Maggie, come join us.
Kate makes room on the sofa beside her. Maggie sits.
Oh, are those stockings?
Yes. We always hang ours the day after Thanksgiving, but I know some families like to wait until everyone's all together.
Actually, Kate had some stockings made for the girls.
We didn't realize that you'd be bringing yours along. There is this fabulous artist in Santa Fe who makes hand-quilted stockings from vintage fabrics. I had one made for you, too. It took some doing.
Normally, you have to order them months in advance, but Kate turned on the charm and wouldn't take no for an answer.
Wow, that is so thoughtful.
One way to put it.
Sam sips. Maggie glances at him.
Did you know Sam and Kate's great-grandfather opened one of the very first ski lodges in the whole Aspen area?
The Butterfield Inn. We used to spend Christmases there as kids.
Mm-hmm. Back before Dad sold the place.
Who needs a refill?
Oh, Jeff and I will take care of it. You sit down and relax.
Yeah. Here,
don't be stingy.
Jeff collects Ted's glass, then walks to the bar with Kate.
Hey, I haven't bombed that hard since I recited the Gettysburg Address at my 10th grade talent show.
What are you talking about, the stockings? Don't worry about it. There's like 8 fireplaces in this place. We can hang all of them.
Just now Maggie's offended and I wanted everything to be perfect.
It will be. And the fact that you're always thinking of Mia and Sophie, that's one of my favorite things about you. Mm. How about later, you recite that Gettysburg Address for me?
Oh.
Madam President. Yeah, can you do a little Abe Lincoln impression for me? 67 years ago.
Jeff leans in for a kiss.
Oh, I think my dad is watching.
Yeah, he wants a scotch. Coming right up, Ted.
Later, the group gathers at the dining room table.
I did. It's a cab franc. So, Maggie, what's on tap tomorrow morning? Skiing? Snowboarding?
I'm sorry, just the thought of Maggie on skis.
I think what Jeff's trying to say is I'm a bit of a klutz.
She falls all the time.
Jeff has always been the skier. I'm more of a sit-by-the-fire-and-read kind of girl.
So where'd you two meet? Tinder, Hinge?
Wait, let me guess. Bumble. No. This was long before dating apps. I was a sophomore at Brown, and Maggie was in her first year at RISD.
I was with some friends at Free Play, this bar in downtown Providence with all these old arcade games.
I challenged her to a round of Space Invaders.
And I wiped the floor with his face.
Okay, and she has been holding it over me ever since.
It's a great story.
Yeah. I actually met you and Kate.
Jeff and Maggie freeze.
Oh. We met on Bumble. Mm-hmm.
The group sits stiffly. Later, Jeff and Maggie in the kitchen.
S'mores by the fire, holiday movie bingo. Wow, Kate has really outdone herself with this lineup.
She sure has.
Huh.
Hey, I wanted to run something by you.
Yeah?
What do you say we let Mia get her ears pierced early?
Before she turns 13?
I know, just she's such a good kid, and this year hasn't been easy, starting middle school and all. I say we go for it.
I think she'd be thrilled.
Great. So we're agreed?
Parents of the year.
They shake. Ted enters.
Wow, that is an impressive axe, sir. Are you heading out on patrol?
We're running out of firewood.
Right. Yes, of course. Can I help you with that?
Sure, you can hold the wood.
Ted leaves.
Okay. Fun out there. Watch your fingers.
Sam enters as Jeff leaves.
Hey, that's my cookie.
Yeah, you stole my room. Now we're even.
My walk-in closet's the size of Rhode Island, so I think I got the better end of the deal.
Sassy. I like it. Look, can I give you some advice?
Do I have a choice?
You should definitely go skiing with your kids tomorrow.
I prefer my legs unbroken. Mm-hmm.
First rule of winning Christmas.
Again with the winning.
Don't stay home when everybody's having fun.
Okay, how many times do I have to tell you? This isn't a competition.
You say so.
He indicates the lounge. Maggie turns. Mia and Sophia giggle as they decorate cookies. Later, Maggie exits her bedroom carrying a book called It Smells Like Christmas. She walks down the hall.
Okay, Sally Squirrel. It's time to work your magic.
Maggie peeks into a bedroom. Kate, Jeff, and the kids wear identical pajamas as they sit in bed.
Mama, are those Christmas cookies?
That's right, said Mama Squirrel. Would you like to decorate them with me?
Sophia nods.
Sally Squirrel jumped up with joy. I sure would, she said.
Jeff notices Maggie and approaches.
She puts her little nose to all the sweets.
Hey.
Hi.
You want in on this action?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's your vacation. It makes sense you'd be the ones to tuck them in.
Oh, I see you brought your copy, too.
Yeah, I see you brought matching pajamas.
Yeah. The girls are getting a little old for scratch and sniff, but tradition's tradition, right?
Right.
Mama Squirrel smiled. Christmas is almost here, she said.
She's a natural, right?
Yeah.
Elsewhere in the house, Sam shoots pool.
Right in the corner.
Maggie enters.
There you are. I have been looking for you everywhere.
Come to return my robe?
What? No. I realize I may have misjudged the situation slightly.
Yeah? What situation is that?
The Christmas situation.
Oh, so you admit you need my help. Thought you might come to your senses.
Hold your horses, pretty boy. I see how I'm gonna help you. How are you gonna help me?
By keeping you in the spotlight.
And how's that exactly?
Look, I've spent my entire life in Kate's shadow. I know a thing or two about how this goes.
All right. I'm in.
Great. I booked you a ski lesson.
What?
I had a feeling you'd come around.
Are you always this confident?
Pretty much. See you on the bunny hill. Bright and early.
No.
Ski lift.
I thought the bunny hill was usually at the bottom of the mountain.
No, you're kind of cute when you're nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm just not a big fan of heights.
Really? Because you seem pretty nervous.
No. It's gonna be great.
Maggie struggles on skis.
This is so not great.
The lesson hasn't even started yet.
Exactly.
No, it'll be fun, I promise.
Fun for you or fun for me?
Hi. Welcome to Kids on Skis. So guys, just remember, keep your poles to yourself. Billy, looking at you a lot. All right, I'm just gonna need all the adults now to head on over to the viewing area.
Oh, actually, I'm signed up for this class, Maggie Collins.
The instructor glances at Sam.
Oh, she's a kid at heart. She'll fit right in.
They all are.
Okay, listen, girls, I'll be right over there watching.
Oh, you really don't need to watch.
Oh, I really do.
Sam grins and walks off. The instructor sighs.
Excitement!
Maggie lowers her goggles. She trips. Amata crafts her wrist in red and green bandages.
Is it possible to get a bandage that doesn't resemble a candy cane?
Sorry. Well, I think it's festive.
Is it broken?
Oh, it's fine. Really, it's a strain, not a sprain, so...
She should stay off the slopes for the rest of the day.
Well, we can take Sophie and Mia with us, and that way you can rest.
I'll stay with Mom.
I don't know, kiddo.
No, you can stay with me. Yeah, we'll just
Take it easy.
Are you sure you don't want to come with us? We can ski, grab a bite to eat, go shopping.
I'm sure we can find something fun to do that doesn't involve skis, right?
You know, I know a spot that has the best hot cocoa. They make their own marshmallows. Do you like marshmallows?
I do.
There you go. All right, we're pretty much set. So, we'll meet up with you later. Mm-hmm.
Sam, Maggie, and Sophia walk off, leaving Mia with Kate and Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't forget, the Nutcracker tea starts at 4.
Later, in an inn lobby.
Oh, I guess marshmallows for the win. I guess this means I owe you a pitch deck. And the restaurant you're pitching is in this hotel.
Yeah, the original restaurant was through there.
So, what are you thinking for the menu? Sushi, yakitori? You gonna bring some of that Japanese flair back to Aspen?
No, nothing like that. I want the food to speak to the inn's history in a way that's honest and authentic. I want to put my own spin on some of the classic dishes that were here in the Butterfield's heyday.
Sam indicates a photo on the wall.
Wait a sec. The Butterfield Inn? Isn't this your family's hotel?
It was.
Were you planning on telling me that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe eventually.
Sam, you just said your whole concept for the menu is about history. I mean, it seems like it might behoove you to include your family's history in the pitch.
Behoove? It's a fancy word from design school.
Okay, look, you're the one who wanted me to do this deck. The only way it's gonna work is if you trust me enough to start sharing the whole picture. Okay, who's that guy?
She indicates a portrait. That?
Oh, that is Skip Whitaker.
Handsome.
It's my mom's grandfather. Legend has it that his father sent him out here to mine silver. Skip took the money for the mine, and he built himself a hotel.
A rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see where you get it.
That was in 1892. Do you know all of the woodwork in here is original?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really is gorgeous.
Maggie takes out her phone and takes photos.
Wait, so why did your dad sell the place?
My mom was in line to take over the hotel. She passed away, and then, everything changed.
I'm sorry, I
tried to convince my dad that I could take it over, and it would have worked if it wasn't for the fact that I was all of 14 years old. So, my dad put the Butterfield on the market, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, that must have been really hard on you and Kate. Losing your mom so young.
We handle things differently. You know, Kate got really close to my dad, me. I took out a map of the world, started plotting my escape.
Sophia approaches, indicating gingerbread houses nearby.
Oh, I never seen so many gingerbread houses in one place.
Right? Do you know that when I was your age, my grandma Mary taught me how to make gingerbread from scratch? This whole display idea, that was all hers.
Can we make gingerbread from scratch?
Oh, bug. You know, I think we better let Sam get back to his day.
Well, I have been meaning to dig out that recipe. Family secret. Now, if I teach you that recipe, do you promise you won't put it on the internet?
I promise.
Promise?
Promise.
Let's bake.
Later, the three assemble gingerbread in an industrial kitchen.
You know, we should probably get the roof on before your mom eats all the gumdrops.
She does that at home, too.
I do not. Okay, I do.
Sophia struggles with the icing.
The icing's stuck.
Okay, well, try squeezing it from the back, like a tube of toothpaste. No? I'll show you. Maggie, you got that?
Okay.
Yep.
How do I?
Oh,
Sam holds the house on the counter. Okay. Maggie sneaks under his arms to get closer. They share a look.
Hello? The icing?
Yes. I'm gonna let go. All right. Let's see what we got.
A chef approaches.
All right. Kitchen's all yours. Just remember, 3 hours until the dinner crew rolls in. Cleared a shelf in the walk-in for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm gonna stick around, test out some recipes.
Why don't you cook at your dad's house? His kitchen is so nice.
Well, I haven't really told my family about my meeting at the Butterfield.
We'll have to keep it quiet then, won't we, Soph?
Sophia pretends to zip her lips.
That means you too, Charlie.
The chef makes the same gesture. Later, Maggie and Sophia enter a large ballroom.
I feel like I'm in Eloise!
That's the plaza, Mom. Look, there's Dad and Kate!
Hey!
Sophia hugs Jeff.
Mind if I do?
Fun day?
We baked a gingerbread house from scratch.
Really?
Yep.
It was epic. Where's Mia?
Here she comes now.
Thank you.
Mia hugs Maggie.
Sweetheart.
For letting me get my ears pierced. Kate helped me pick them out.
Aren't they darling? you got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Dad said you're okay with it.
Well, she was so excited, we figured no time like the present.
I was a little scared at first, but then it happened so fast and it was done and I have earrings!
Oh, I'm gonna need another one of those.
Maggie takes a second champagne glass and sips. In the ballroom, Kate poses for a photo with the girls. Maggie watches, ignoring a passing caterer. Jeff approaches.
Okay. The food in this place is amazing, and I have never seen you turn down a tray of catering brownies, so what's up?
Nothing. It's just, I was planning on taking Mia to get her ears pierced myself. It was gonna be my big Christmas gift.
I'm sorry, I had no idea. Why didn't you say something?
I didn't think I had to. Getting your ears pierced is a mother-daughter rite of passage. It's right up there with shopping for prom dresses or watching Gilmore Girls for the first time. I have dibs on both of those, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna watch Gilmore Girls with them.
Okay. Well, maybe you should tell Kate, too, just so there's no confusion.
Sam enters.
Understood.
Sorry I'm late.
What I missed?
This is quite the production.
The girls are having the time of their lives.
Sam glances as the girls pose with a nutcracker.
You think this is fun, just wait till tomorrow in the reindeer relay.
The what now?
A reindeer relay. It's like a decathlon where all the events are Christmas themed.
I don't remember seeing that on the itinerary.
Kate won't mind the ad. We used to do it every year when we were kids. The girls are gonna love it. There's team events, there's trophies, there's... You are probably gonna want to save your energy for the morning.
Is that a fact?
Maggie grabs a champagne glass.
You know, Maggie's not really into team sports. I don't think anybody will mind if you sit this one out. That is, if we even end up going.
Oh.
Yeah. It's happening.
Sam takes Maggie's glass and drinks. Maggie grins. Daytime, at a skating rink.
Sam?
Nothing has changed since I was a kid.
So listen, there is something I need to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't skate.
Oh, that's a rethink.
Kate approaches.
Oh, good. We're finally all here. Team Blitzen, let's go.
Yeah.
Good luck out there. You're going to need it.
We don't need luck. We have Susan.
Susan does a graceful skate spin. Kate shrugs and leaves.
Oh.
Maggie looks to Sam, who addresses the girls.
It's going to be fine.
They're going to win for sure.
Okay, team, huddle up. Do you know what I see when I look at this team?
Amateurs.
No. I see underdogs. And you never want to underestimate the underdogs. It's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Classic underdog. No friends. Wasn't allowed to play in the reindeer games. Nobody ever thought old Rudy was going to lead Santa's sleigh, but there he is, every Christmas, leading those reindeer to victory.
I think what Sam is trying to say is we need to believe in ourselves.
Exactly. Look, no one expects us to win, so no one can see us coming. Now, are you with me, underdogs? Rudy. 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 I'm gonna help you.
Sam holds Maggie up on her feet as she attempts to skate. Mia tosses a wreath toward a large nutcracker with other contestants. Ted and Chef drag a tree across the ice. Maggie falls onto the ice. She tries to skate again, flailing her arms wildly. Kate celebrates, landing a wreath on a nutcracker. On a scoreboard, the underdogs are in last place. Sam helps Maggie to her feet. Kate pauses her wreath toss, noticing Maggie and Mia laughing together. Susan tosses a wreath which lands on Kate. Jeff and Ted arrive at the finish line with the tree. Maggie skates a few feet, then stops without falling. Sam claps, smiling. The underdogs are now in second place by 1 point behind Team Blitzen.
Now our last event. Slap that Santa.
Kate aims a hockey puck at a Santa in goal.
Slap it! Slap
that Santa, come on!
Kate shoots and misses. The underdogs clap politely. Kate skates over to Jeff.
Hey, 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 it's all right. It's okay.
You can be doing this, Mom. You can do this.
Maggie skates a hockey stick over toward the goal. A referee places a puck on the ice.
We can do it!
Maggie lines up and aims. She turns to the rest of her team. She smiles. She winds up and shoots. The puck travels through Santa's legs into the goal. Kate frowns, watching Maggie hug Sam, Sophia, and Mia. Later, Sam with Maggie, who holds a trophy.
That was incredible. What a rush. This is going on my nightstand.
That where you put all your trophies?
This is my first one.
Come on, that can't be true.
Have you met me?
Listen, I had an idea about the pitch deck. Tell me if I'm way off base, but what if we included some old photos of my family at the Butterfield? Too cheesy?
Not at all. It's just so sentimental of you. I mean, 2 days ago you were hiding the fact it was your family's end for me.
I don't think hiding is accurate.
I'm just saying, the shift.
Well, I did practically grow up there.
I know, and that's what makes you so perfect for this job. I mean, it's not just any old restaurant to you.
You know, running that kitchen? It'll be like coming home.
Maggie glances at him.
Wow, that was cheesy.
That was good. Like goosebumps good. I'm gonna write that down. Can I trust you with this?
No.
She pulls the trophy closer.
I will be careful.
Very gentle.
Kate watches them.
Typical Sam swoops in at the last minute and steals my thunder.
I know y'all take this relay business seriously, but well, it's just a trophy.
Babe, it's not about the trophy. He's got Maggie and the girls wrapped around his finger. Did you see how much fun they were having?
To be honest, I was busy focusing on staying upright. Now that you mention it.
Maggie smiles.
See? Why can't I get Maggie to laugh like that?
Jeff ponders, watching Maggie and Sam. Back at the house, Kate stands alone in a storage room. She pulls a box off a shelf and carries it to a table nearby. Sam enters.
Oh, is this where sore losers hang out and lick their wounds?
Surely you didn't come all the way down here to gloat.
No. Just an unexpected bonus.
Mm-hmm.
See, do you know where Mom's old photo albums might be?
Try that box right there.
Sam takes a box off a shelf. Kate lifts a star.
You remember this?
Yeah, Mom loved that star.
Mm-hmm.
Dad bought it for their first Christmas together, right?
Yeah. This box is full of old ornaments.
They rummage together.
Oh, look at this. From the year we won state. I scored a goal in the first period. You were there, right?
Kay finds an old family photo of a young Ted with a woman and two small children, all smiling in front of a tree. Sam and Kate look at it.
Mom looks so young there. Christmas isn't the same without her.
You know what I miss? Her toffee.
With the slivered almonds on top? Yeah.
I follow her recipe every year and it never turns out right. She always made Christmas so special, so warm. How come when I try it, it winds up as an itinerary?
Maybe stop trying so hard.
Easy for you to say, Mr. Flying from Tokyo and make gingerbread from scratch.
Okay, you think Dad would want to put up some of these decorations?
Or Mom's, not Susan's.
Yeah, but these are Dad's memories. I mean, they're ours, too.
Maybe it's hard on Susan, being reminded of Dad's past.
Is that what it's like for you? You know, Maggie around?
It's different. Maggie and Jeff are still family. I mean, maybe not in the conventional sense, but they're still very much in each other's lives.
And you're good with that?
Well, it's kind of a package deal. Mm. And you are not helping either.
What?
Fanning the flames out on the ice all, Maggie, Maggie.
Oh, come on. Well, I can't cheer on my team.
Sam,
You have got her thinking that I'm the enemy. I don't want to be the enemy. I want to be part of her family.
Try looking at things from Maggie's perspective. I mean, it can't be easy having a front row seat to the Jeff and Kate show. Maybe she's just trying to figure out where she fits in too.
Sam takes his box out of the room. Kate ponders. In the lounge, Maggie is making a slide deck on her laptop.
It's open.
Jeff enters.
Hey, what you working on?
Oh, a last minute project for a client. How's it going with Operation Woo the Parents? You and Ted look pretty chummy out there on the ice.
Oh, well, I could say the same about you and Chef Boyardee.
He's just trying to keep me from falling.
Oh, come on, he's totally into you. Every time I looked over, you two were busy flirting.
Okay, first of all, we're not flirting. We're making polite conversation. But even if we were flirting, which we're not, how is that a problem?
Well, he just doesn't seem like the type of guy who wants to settle down.
Really? Who says I'm looking for something serious? Relax. There's no there there.
Sam enters.
Hey, it's a bad time?
No, come on in. You want to go check on the girls?
No, they're fine. Kate has them making reindeer out of clothespins, so. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sam. Sam the man, what's happening? Not much, just living. Seize the day, am I right? Anyway, I was gonna head down to Charlie's. I just wanted to.
Oh, please.
Yeah, sit right here.
Sam sets a photo album down, noticing paper ornaments.
This is cool. Did you bring ornaments from home?
Oh, I know. It's overkill, right? It's just the girls and I love decorating the tree. It's one of our favorite traditions.
Yeah, it's mine too.
Really? I thought all of the Reynolds family trees were professionally done.
Well, before my dad married Susan, we always decorated our own. Yeah, Kate and I would always fight over who got to hang the first ornament.
Me and Sophie do that too.
Who's Charlie? You were saying that you were gonna head over to Charlie's place? Charlie is a buddy of mine in town.
Oh.
And yeah, I should probably get going. So
talk later.
Sam places the ornament down and walks out.
If you want, I could talk to Kate, see if you and the girls could hang some of these up.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like having them in here with me.
Maggie lies in bed in a dark room, tossing a bit. Kate exits in a bathrobe. Sam stands in the hallway.
I realize your meeting is tomorrow, but can we talk about this later, perhaps when the sun is up?
Oh, no, no, no. No, you don't. Come on, you need to get dressed. Let's go. We're taking the girls on an adventure.
Kate is taking them snow tubing this morning, and I would rather not mess with her plans.
It's fine. It doesn't start till 10, okay? We'll be back in plenty of time. Really? You always just pokey in the morning?
You think I'm slow? Good luck getting my kids out of bed.
Sam grins and opens a nearby door. The girls stand dressed.
Come on, Mom! Let's go!
Later, Sam drives a car into a large airplane hangar. He, Maggie, and the girls get out and approach a small plane.
This is so cool! Sophie, look! Wow!
We're not flying on one of those planes, are we?
Nope.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's all right.
He indicates a helicopter.
Yeah. Who's the pilot? Kris Kringle?
Actually, I am.
Yeah. Like you know how to fly a helicopter.
He grins.
You know how to fly a helicopter.
The four of them sit in the flying helicopter wearing headsets. Mia and Sophia look out the window.
Best view in town, am I right?
How much longer can we head back?
Well, we gotta make a quick pit stop first.
The helicopter lowers. They stand on a mountaintop.
We're here to pick out a Christmas tree.
But you already have so many.
Well, this is a special one. This one's for your mom's room. So she can hang all the special ornaments you brought from home.
Yay!
Why don't you guys go on ahead? We'll catch up.
Okay.
Don't go too far, though.
Be careful.
Mia and Sophia walk off in their snowshoes.
I hope this is okay. You know, you were talking about how much you guys love decorating the tree, and it got me thinking.
About helicopters?
No.
about Mia and Sophie. They might be missing some of their traditions, too. I mean, there's also the added bonus of seeing you in snowshoes, so...
Okay, Coach. Any pointers?
Well, it's easy. Just put one foot in front of the other.
Maggie attempts to walk.
Not bad.
You know what they say. Never underestimate the underdog.
At the house, Kate is measuring a mantle. Oh. Okay. Ted passes, watching.
Whoa, what's going on in here?
I'm adding stocking hooks. We need one for Sam, of course, and Maggie brought hers from home, which was unexpected, so that is four more. I had them perfectly spaced out, but I'm fine starting over. It is no big deal.
You seem a little stressed.
I was supposed to take the girls out snow tubing this morning, but Maggie has them off doing something else. I'm pretty sure I offended her. Again.
Is it possible she just wanted to spend some time alone with her daughters?
You think I'm overreacting?
These things take time.
I know. I know. I just... Maggie is such an important part of the girls' lives, and Jeff's too. And sometimes I feel like I'm crashing their party.
Hey, they are lucky to have you.
I just wanted this Christmas to be perfect. Like moms always were.
Well, if it's any consolation, I think you're doing a wonderful job. Now, let me help you with these stockings.
Okay, here.
Later, house staff unties a tree from the car as Maggie sits watching with the girls.
Daddy, look! We chopped down a tree in the real forest!
Wow, another tree. That's what this place needs.
Did we miss snow tubing?
Yeah. I'm sorry, kiddo. The tickets were timed. Why don't you guys run inside and get warm, yeah?
The girls dash inside. Jeff approaches Maggie and Sam.
Can we have a minute?
Yeah, of course.
As Sam walks off, he glances back at Maggie.
You look mad. Don't be mad. I am really sorry we were late. Cable release wasn't working when we tried to longline the Christmas tree, so we had to call for backup.
Do you even hear the words coming out of your mouth?
I know, right?
Kate was supposed to take the girls snow tubing this morning, but you just up and disappeared.
No, Hector knew where we were.
Yeah, but I didn't. I'm sitting at breakfast with Ted waiting for the girls to come downstairs, and how do you think it looked, me not knowing where my own kids were?
So this is about Ted?
And Kate. She worked her butt off to make this trip special for the girls, and all you had to do was show up and go along for the ride.
Well, forgive me for wanting to spend a little time with our kids. She has them scheduled 24/7.
Yeah, that's because Kate is organized and responsible. She doesn't just tag along and create chaos.
Me create chaos? You're the one who wanted to change things up this Christmas. You set all of this in motion. And I will have you know, I am quite capable of making plans. I planned to take Mia to get her ears pierced in Aspen. I called ahead and made an appointment.
Again, with the earrings? I told you, it was an honest mistake.
That was my moment to have, not yours. And certainly not Kate's.
Well, this was supposed to be my moment. My first vacation with Kate's family, and you're gumming up the works. It's almost like you're trying to screw things up for me.
What? I am only here because Kate practically begged me to come.
Oh, come on. You jumped at the chance. And now you're running around making googly eyes with her brother.
Googly eyes? What am I, 12?
Look, I don't care what you do on your own time, but this trip isn't about you. It's about me and Kate and the girls. Period.
Jeff walks off.
Wow.
Inside the house, Sam plays racquetball alone. Maggie taps on the glass wall outside.
I have the deck to show you if... Now's a good time.
Yeah, that works. Show me what you got.
You're sweaty.
I am sweaty, yeah. Should I just lose a shirt? Oh. I mean, just right off.
Yeah.
I could just get rid of it really easily.
Stick to business, please, because...
Yes, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, this thing between us, it is strictly professional. Like, I would flirt with you just to make things hard on him.
For who? For Jeff?
He basically just accused me of trying to undermine his relationship with Kate, and I have been nothing but supportive. Did I make a fuss when a photo I took of Kate and Mia on Halloween wound up on Jeff's Instagram feed with the caption, "My two boos"? No, I did not, because I am evolved and mature.
And frustrated.
So very frustrated.
You know what really helps that? Smashing little rubber balls against the wall. Come on, give it a shot. I promise you, you will feel better.
He hands her a racket.
This isn't gonna work. Okay.
She hits a ball. It bounces off the wall and smacks Sam in the face.
Are you okay?
Yep. I've been hit in the face much harder. No offense, no offense.
Does it hurt?
She strokes his cheek.
Not really. It's okay.
They stare into each other's eyes.
How about I walk you through the PowerPoint?
Right now. Right now.
Yeah, here.
She hands him a digital tablet. Sam cycles through the images. A personal history with a photo of a younger Sam smiling with his mother. A photo of Sam in a chef's uniform beside text describing his vision.
Wow. This is incredible. I mean, it feels like the Butterfield.
Yeah, the woodwork pattern from the lobby is along the border.
Wait, did you switch the order around?
Yeah, I think it makes more sense to hit them with the personal connection right from the top. Just really draw them in, especially with those amazing photos you found.
Sam ponders, returning to the photo of his younger self.
But I can change it back if you want.
No. It's much stronger this way. Just kind of hit me, you know? I'm actually pitching the Butterfield tomorrow.
You're gonna knock it out of the park. But we should print it out just in case.
I think I know the perfect place.
Sam and Maggie enter an office.
This is crazy. What if your dad walks in and sees the deck?
I'll be right outside keeping watch. It's okay.
Maggie walks toward a desk, tripping over a rug. She falls, knocking over papers.
Okay. All good.
She gathers the fallen papers and notices a manila folder. On the folder's tab is written Jeff Randall. Inside the folder is a background check and candid photos of Jeff. Maggie cycles through the photos. Her jaw drops.
How's it going in there? Good?
In the lounge, Jeff makes jingle bells with Kate and the girls. Maggie enters.
Wow, this looks so fun! Can I borrow you for a second?
Yeah, we're a little busy here. Hey,
trust me, the jingle bell crafting session can wait. You are not gonna believe what I just found in Ted's office. He has a folder on you. It's more like a dossier. He has photos, a background check.
What were you doing in Ted's office?
Did you hear what I just said? He had you investigated, Jeff, as in private investigated, with a capital P and a capital I. I mean, who does that? Who are these people? Do you think he has files on all of Kate's boyfriends?
Well, probably just the ones who ask if they can marry her.
Maggie's eyes widen.
You're getting married?
If she says yes.
Wow. That's, huge.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say anything?
I thought Kate should be the first to know. I'm gonna ask her tomorrow night at dinner.
You're proposing on Christmas Eve?
Whoa, do you mind keeping it down? I'm trying to keep it a secret here.
Are you sure that's a good idea? Just bringing it on the girls?
Well, it's not like we haven't talked about it before.
What? You have? When?
A few weeks back. I asked how they would feel if Kate joined the family. They were all for it.
Yeah.
Now, can I get back to my crafting, please?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Jeff walks off.
Okay, so we're all clear on the new plan?
Yep. We're spending Christmas Eve with Dad and Kate, and you'll be back in time for presents tomorrow.
Yep.
Can I go? Susan's letting me rearrange the nativity scene.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun.
Mia leaves.
Don't you want to reorder the wise men?
I thought we were spending Christmas Eve all together.
I know, sweet girl. But you're going to have so much fun, you're not even going to realize I was gone.
Where will you go?
I am going to go downtown. I booked a facial at the St. Mark Hotel. And then before you know it, we will all be together right by that tree.
Actually, Santa visits the tree in the great room. I asked Hector.
Oh, good thinking. Mm-hmm. Come here, huggy kissy.
Maggie hugs Sophia.
See you later.
Okay.
Sophia leaves. Maggie gathers her purse as Sam enters.
Any chance you'd be willing to listen to me practice my pitch?
I would love to, but I have an Uber driver coming. Oh, come on, Marty Z, you too? That's the third driver to cancel on me.
Yeah, it's the hill. Most cars can't make it up. I'm heading to Butterfield in an hour. I can give you a ride if you're willing to wait.
Thank you, but I think I'll keep trying.
Mm, yeah. Don't want to be late for your facial.
Word does travel fast in this town.
See, here's the thing. I know for a fact you're not getting a facial.
Says who?
Says Linda, the receptionist at the St. Mark's Day Spa. See, I called over there and tried to sweet talk them into giving you a massage, since clearly the last thing you need is a facial. Kate says you're skipping out on dinner too. Is it true?
Okay, look, I cannot be at that dinner. I need to get out of here now.
That's okay. We'll figure it out. You want to talk about it?
Maggie glances around the foyer, then peeks her head around the hallway. She returns to Sam.
Jeff is asking Kate to marry him at dinner tonight.
Oh. Okay, wow.
Yeah, and I would rather not be here to watch it go down.
Wait, so you're gonna spend Christmas Eve alone in a town you don't know, not getting a facial?
That's the plan.
Okay, I'm coming with you.
No, but the Butterfield.
It's fine. I'll tell them something important came up. Which is true, by the way.
No, I cannot let you do this. This is your big shot. Your once in a lifetime.
He looks at her.
I'll reschedule. I can change my flight if I need to. Unless you want to be alone.
To be honest, I could really use the company.
Great. Settled.
Great.
They smile.
Where should we go?
Nighttime at an outdoor pool.
Now, I know it's not a massage, but thought you might like it.
This is gorgeous.
The pool is fed by a natural hot spring. And lucky for us, it's closed for the night.
And you just happen to have a key?
I know a guy.
What's in the thermos?
Mulled cider to warm us up afterwards. Come on. When's the next time it'd be a natural hot spring on Christmas Eve? You're not going to make me go in alone.
He removes his robe and enters the pool. He sighs as he lowers into the water.
Come on.
Oh, fine.
She removes her robe and enters the water. It begins to snow. Maggie waves over to Sam.
Homemade cider. Jazzy Christmas vibes. Does this work on all the other women you've brought here?
I wouldn't know. Never brought anyone here.
Seriously?
We used to come here when I was a kid on Christmas Eve. Cider's my mom's recipe. Technically, you're not supposed to bring drinks in here, but somehow she always found a way to sneak it in.
That's legitimately awesome.
Oh, she was magic, my mom. She loved it here.
I can see why. So peaceful.
Yeah. Then we would soak for hours and sit by the fire and wait for the stars to come out. My mom had this thing about wishing on a North Star on Christmas Eve. She said it was like birthday candles, eyelashes, and wishbones all rolled into one.
No pressure.
Well, you know, for me, it was all about BMX bikes and the latest video games. But for my mom, she always had the same wish. She wished to be as happy year-round as she was in that moment. We stopped coming here after my mom died. Guess my dad thought it'd be easier to start some new traditions.
I gotta say, this beats caroling, hands down. And you know how much I love to sing.
Can I ask you something personal?
Go ahead.
Is the reason you didn't want to go to dinner tonight because you're not over Jeff?
No. No, not at all. We were so young when we got married. I never been in a real relationship before. You know how everybody always says you should marry your best friend? Thing is, that's all we ever were. I never had that thing.
That thing is important.
It is.
You're sure you're over?
100%.
Well, would it be okay if I...
Sam leans in closer.
Oh.
The pool's lights brighten.
Uh-oh.
Is that your big move?
Well, that depends.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Maggie leans in, and they kiss.
Wow.
Best Christmas ever.
Maggie rolls her eyes, indicating her phone.
I'll get it.
Sam swims to the ledge and picks up Maggie's phone.
It's Mia.
He hands Maggie the phone.
Hey! Is everything okay? Wait. Okay, slow down a sec. No, of course, I'll be right there.
She hangs up.
That was Mia. She's at the Hotel St. Mark looking for me.
Maggie and Sam, now dressed, enter a hotel.
Oh, ho, ho, and welcome to the Hotel St. Mark.
Which way's the day spa?
Mia dashes in with Hector.
Maggie, Sam.
It's okay.
He was quite eager to see you after dinner.
I'm so sorry.
Sam, I'll be right back. I'm parked in a tow-way zone.
Thank you.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go call your dad and Kate and let them know we're with you.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
I won't.
Watch her.
Yeah.
Maggie walks off. Sam sits on a couch beside Mia, who is staring at the floor.
Big night, huh?
Yeah.
And I remember when my dad told me he was getting remarried. Punched in the gut.
Everything just happened so fast. And everyone was looking at me.
Like you're supposed to jump for joy. You just heard the news 5 seconds before.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was coming eventually. But now it's real.
Yeah. A lot to process. I get it.
At the house, Jeff paces in the foyer. The front door opens. Mia enters, followed by Maggie and Sam.
Hey, kiddo. You okay?
Yeah.
Jeff hugs Mia.
I'm sorry I left.
Hey, that's okay. I'm just glad you're all right.
Yeah. Mia and I are gonna have a little one-on-one time in my room.
Yeah.
Ready, kiddo?
Maggie and Mia walk upstairs. Sam walks by Jeff, then turns and extends his hand.
Oh, hey, I heard you're marrying my sister. Congrats, man.
Thanks.
Sam, how'd she seem to you? Mia, I mean.
You know, a little thrown off guard, maybe, but I think that comes with the territory.
It's the first time she's ever run away. Still counts as running away if Hector told us where he was taking her, right?
You know, when I found out my dad was proposing to Susan, I hopped on a flight to Bangkok and spent a month sweeping floors in a Buddhist monastery. Those monks taught me everything I know about curry. I guess what I'm saying is,
Just be glad she only made it as far as the spa.
Yeah. Man, you make your own Thai food? Is there anything you don't do?
You look hungry. Come on. Here's something.
Jeff follows Sam into the kitchen. In her bedroom, Maggie chats with Mia.
You have to promise me the next time you're upset, you won't run away.
But you did.
That's different. Your dad and Kate are starting a new life together. I wanted to give them some space. Let them have their special moment. And to be honest, I didn't think it would be that much fun watching him propose to someone else.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be excited. You like Kate, don't you?
Yeah, she's not you. I mean, I like our life. I like how we do Christmas.
I know. Change is hard. And you have had so much of it lately. New school, new friends, new crushes.
Mom.
You have been such a trooper through all of it. That's why I changed my mind about the earrings. I realized that the reason I was holding on so tight was because deep down I didn't want things to change. If I had my way, you would stay my little girl forever. But you've already become this smart and funny, fiercely independent young woman. I think it's time for me to start letting go.
Maybe don't let go just yet.
Maggie hugs Mia.
I love you.
Can I come in? Ooh. These are for Santa, but I think we need them more.
I think you're right.
Come sit with us.
Hey, I want you two to know that I am really happy for your dad. And I think Kate is pretty terrific, too.
You too? Since when?
Let's just say I'm working on it. I know just the thing to cheer us up.
She grabs a stuffed animal.
Look who came to Aspen!
Sir Sandalot!
I thought he might come in handy.
So this is where the party's at. I found these in the basement.
Sam enters with a box.
Yeah, they're the ones we used to hang when we were kids.
How come you don't hang them on one of your trees now?
You know, that is a very good question. And I think I'm going to have a chat with my dad and Susan about that. But in the meantime, I thought we could hang in with yours.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah. Get him on the tree. So, any word from the Butterfield?
It turns out the owners are flying out tomorrow night, so I might have missed my chance.
No, I am so sorry.
No, I'm not. This is the first time I've been home for Christmas in years. With my mom gone, I didn't feel like I fit in anymore. But this time around...
He takes her hands.
It feels different.
I'm happy you're here.
Me too. Plus, now I'm not the only Christmas crasher, so that helps.
Mom, look at this. Gotta see this.
Oh.
Is that you?
Oh, no, that's going back in the basement. No. Let me have that.
They gawk at a photo of young Sam. Jeff enters and starts to knock, but pauses. Jeff watches the four of them laughing, then smiles and backs away. In the lounge, Kate adjusts the row of stockings hanging on the mantel, sipping a glass of wine. Susan enters.
Oh, Kate. One of Santa's elves left these gifts by the wrong tree. I won't be a minute.
How are you doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging out by the tree. Wondering what I did to make a 12-year-old run away.
Mia's crazy about you. You know that, right?
I thought we were getting along so well. Until Jeff proposed.
I'll admit, it was a bold choice. Asking you in front of everyone. It shows a certain confidence. Here is what I have learned about being a stepmother.
It is not a competition. Maggie will always be Mia and Sophie's mom, and all you have to do is be your wonderful self. Mia will come around eventually.
You really think so?
I know so.
In the kitchen, Sam is making cinnamon rolls. Ted takes a plate from the cabinet and approaches.
That was for tomorrow morning?
Yeah, Mia said something about missing the cinnamon rolls in Austin, so.
You know, I'm not one to give you advice about your love life. I tend to think it's best to let you figure these things out on your own.
Why do I sense there's a but coming?
Maggie's a wonderful woman. The sparks between you two could light up a Christmas tree. But Jeff and Kate are getting married, which means that Mia and Sophie are going to be a part of this family, hopefully for a long time.
You don't think I have what it takes to make a relationship last, is it?
Your lifestyle hardly lends itself to a long-term relationship. You're a chef in Japan. Have you thought this through?
It's a work in progress.
Let's say you and Maggie do get together and it doesn't work out. Will that be fair to the girls? I mean, you got a world of change coming their way. You really want to be the guy that makes their lives more confusing?
I think I liked it better when you didn't give advice.
I bet those cinnamon rolls are going to be incredible.
Ted takes his plate of pie and begins to leave.
Don't stay up too late, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Ted leaves. Sam ponders. In the bedroom, Maggie smiles as she looks at the decorated tree. She glances to the door.
Just a sec.
She removes her robe, revealing a nightie. Jeff stands at the door.
Oh, it's you.
Not the man you were expecting?
Yeah, apparently punctuality isn't his strong point. Come on in.
Thank you. Oh, so this is the helicopter tree.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't recognize some of these ornaments.
They're on loan from the basement.
Jeff notices a picture.
No, is that Kate?
I think so.
These look good altogether. The girls were out like a light.
They had a big day. We all did.
I screwed up. Big time. I should have told the girls I was going to propose today.
Well, in your defense, Mia can't keep a secret to save her life.
I know, right? Where did we go wrong with that one?
That was you.
You think she's okay?
Yes. I think she just needs a little time.
And you? Are we good?
To be honest, I really wish you would have told me in advance.
If I had, you would have stayed home. And well, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas. I like spending it together.
Yeah. Me too. That may have to change.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff nods and notices the stuffed animal.
Is that Sir Santalot?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Crashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, now it is Christmas.
Oh. What a cutie. Well, I better get out of your hair. I don't want to overstay my welcome.
No, yeah, like that's ever stopped you before.
Touche. Hey, at the risk of overstepping, I just got to say, it's nice to see you getting back out there.
Ew. Stop.
No, really, I'm serious. You've poured your heart and soul into our kids. You deserve to be happy, too. And Sam's one of the good ones.
I thought you didn't approve.
I've seen the error of my ways.
mean, you don't think it'll be confusing for the girls? Sam's gonna be their uncle, and if we start dating, what if it doesn't work out?
Yeah, but what if it does? How awesome would that be?
Maggie grins. Later, Maggie descends the stairs and looks around into the rooms downstairs. Hector enters.
Hector, have you seen Sam? I can't find him anywhere.
He left a little while ago.
Oh, did he say when he'd be back?
Not to me, no.
Hector begins to leave, then turns.
You know, you look like you could use some cocoa. Would you like some cocoa?
Thank you, but I'm sure you're eager to get home to your family.
Yeah. Please tell Mia and Sophie I said Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hector walks off. Daytime. Everyone but Sam sits by the tree with presents. They unwrap gifts. Mia unwraps a journal. Sophie unwraps a few toys. Susan and Ted each show the other clothes, smiling. Maggie smiles as she and Sophia display similar headphones. Maggie reaches aside and pulls out a small box.
Mia.
Maggie smiles as Mia opens earrings.
You're giving these to me?
They're hoops, not posts, so you're gonna have to wait until your ears are completely healed to wear them, but yes. They're
love
yours.
Them. Thank you, thank you.
Mia hugs Maggie.
Sophie, look what Mom gave me.
Kate approaches Maggie with a box.
So pretty.
For me?
In the box is a locket.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Go ahead, open it.
Maggie opens the locket, revealing pictures of Mia and Sophia.
This way, you will always have them close to your heart. Love it. Thank you.
So, my dad told me that Jeff called and asked for his blessing.
Oh, he's old-fashioned that way.
I want you to know, I had no idea this was coming. If I had, I would have told Jeff that he was going about it all wrong. It's just this whole business of calling my dad and asking for permission when the only people he should have asked, the only ones whose opinions really matter, are you and the girls. So, I sit here before you, asking, may I have your blessing to join your family?
Okay, now you're gonna make me cry.
I hope that's a good thing.
Oh, yes.
Maggie hugs Kate. Later, Sophia dumps wrapping paper on a table.
So we use wrapping paper from every single present.
Well, that way you can remember all the gifts you got.
A little piece from each one. It's kind of like a mosaic.
Spoken like the daughter of an art school alum.
Jeff eats a cinnamon roll.
Don't even think of touching these. Sam made them and they are out of this world. Where's Easy? Still asleep?
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean?
I made a total fool of myself last night, searching the house high and low for him, and apparently he went out.
Well, I'm sure he's got a good reason. Here, you want a bite?
Maggie takes a piece of pastry, and they each eat.
So good.
Maggie turns and watches Kate make paper ornaments with the kids.
Now she's the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Nighttime.
Girls, it's time for dinner.
I hate bacon and roast goose. She promised I can help baste it.
Oh, well, then we better get you down there, stat.
The girls walk down in dresses. Maggie stands on the landing, noticing Sam standing below.
Sam!
Where were you this morning? You missed all the presents.
Oh, I wanted to be there, kiddo, believe me. How are my cinnamon rolls?
Way better than upper crust.
I ate two.
Two? Oh. Listen, I brought you guys some presents. In the great room if you want to go find them.
Yes, thank you.
Mia walks off.
Staying for dinner, though, right?
Definitely.
Sophia hugs Sam, then runs off after Mia.
Thank you.
Sam looks up at Maggie on the landing.
You look... wow. Are you gonna come down?
I'm not sure. You left me hanging last night.
I know.
I'm sorry. I went to the Butterfield this morning. The owners were having breakfast with their family, but I convinced them to hear me out.
You did? How'd it go?
Good, I think. They loved the idea of honoring the inn's history, and they flipped for the deck. Especially the picture of me and Grandma Mary by the gingerbread display.
You belong in that kitchen. They'd be crazy not to choose you.
Well, they're not making a decision till early January, so it's a bit of a waiting game, but yeah, I feel really good about it. I was an idiot for running out of here last night. Believe me, I have been regretting it all day.
You missed the floor show. I wore my classy pajamas and everything.
Oh. See, now you're just being cruel.
They walk toward each other.
My mom used to have a locket like that. May I?
He opens the locket and smiles at the pictures inside.
I'm lucky to have you. And I left last night because I didn't want to make things complicated for you and the girls. But I couldn't let you leave Aspen without telling you how I feel about you. I like you, Maggie Collins. I like you a lot. I like your candy cane microphone. I like your astonishing lack of coordination.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure if I was ever lucky enough to see those classy pajamas, I'd like them too.
Is that all?
As a matter of fact, no. Not only do I like you, I just really want to see you again. Not just at Christmas. Can I see you again?
Maggie smiles and touches his face, then leans in. They kiss. They separate, smiling.
I get a second date.
That could be arranged.
She wraps her arms around him, and they kiss again. In the kitchen, Kate removes a cooked bird from the oven. Sam and Maggie enter holding hands.
Want some help with that?
Nope.
Smells awfully good in here.
You don't need to say that.
Sam approaches Kate and places a box on the counter.
What's this?
Come on, open it.
Inside is a piece of toffee.
Mom's toffee. With the almonds on top. How did
it's
you...
It's all about heat management. You have to pour the toffee onto a cold marble slab, and I found Mom in the basement.
Thank you.
Kate and Sam embrace.
Merry Christmas, Kate.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Sam.
Okay, you two, it's time for dinner.
Outside, the estate is strung with bright lights. Text. The end.